The latest tax-limiting initiative approved by Washington voters will not go into effect. Today, the Washington Supreme Court ruled it unconstitutional. Justices said the measure violated the requirement that initiatives be limited to a single subject. But as KUOW's Paige Browning reports, a poll shows voters still support the crux of the initiative.
Initiative 1366 would have cut the sales tax by 1% this past April, unless lawmakers allowed a public vote on a constitutional amendment requiring a two-thirds majority in the legislature for tax increases. The Washington Policy Center, a free market think tank, anticipated the court's move. The center commissioned a survey from independent pollster Stuart Elway in December. It asked voters what should happen if the initiative is ruled unconstitutional. 65% said lawmakers should still put a constitutional amendment about taxes on the ballot. Jason Mercier at the Policy Center says that's not surprising.
They want the people to be the ones to finally end this debate and not have the courts be the last word on it. The voters have passed a supermajority requirement for tax increases at the ballot box six times going back to 1993.
The poll sample was 500 voters, primarily in Western Washington. Initiative promoter Tim Eyman sponsored the initiative. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.